We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome Mayan Lopez of Lopez versus Lopez on NBC. How are you, Mayan? And I know you're excited. Season two, right?
Oh, I am just so excited, especially since it's premiering on my birthday, which I think is just wild. Thank you, NBC, for the greatest birthday present I could ask for. So that's just another funny thing. I can't wait for the people to see the second season, and I can't wait to celebrate it, you know, with them as well, in a way.
Is it crazy working with your dad after we talked about how it started from TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And then the communication, now working on set with him and kind of going through some of the issues that you guys had and conversations of a dysfunctional family now being put on television, but in a different way than a reality show, in a way of creative comedy type thing.
Yeah. See, we were able to bring the, I always like to think of comedy as tragedy and time, and we're kind of revisiting instead of reliving those moments that have been hard for us in our relationship. And so we're able to find those moments that translate well to a sitcom and situational comedy. And we're able to find the laughter and the healing and the release of it. And I think we've been able to do that through season one. We had to figure that out. You know, there's no book on how to play a version of yourself with your real life father. But in the second season, we've been having so much fun with one another. You know, Mayan and George now working with each other, and they're trying to figure out their relationship, which is, you know, what we've done in real life. So we're able to experience that in real time and figure out the jokes that we get to bring in the second season.
And it's kind of funny. George is the character that he is. Yes. Now is trying to be the boss again, right? He was in season one, but now he's thinking he is going to help everyone else, right? And that's got to upset your character totally, right? In a way.
Yes. You know, I think she's, you know, sees this one version of her dad, or she envisioned what her dad was sober. You know, she wants him to be this perfect dad that she never had, and she thinks that she's going to get that, when really, you know, George is figuring things out. He's really feeling his emotions for the first time. And I think Mayan doesn't really see it from his perspective, or she gets to see it later. But it's, again, you know, the communication that Mayan and George have with one another is, you know, underlying of love, and that they want to make their relationship stronger. So that's a theme that carried on from the first season and is going into the second. And, you know, they're going to be able to figure it out and laugh through it together.
No, they definitely are. And, yes. But I think that it's still got to be, you're still developing closure, right?
Yes.
Because of the, you know, the distant relationship between you two, and now it's back. It's still hard at times, right? It doesn't completely, there's not complete recovery, right? At this point.
You know, I think I like to, you know, a sitcom doesn't solve everything.
No.
But, you know, I think there are times where I'm able to play something real to life, and I'm able to let it go, and it can stay in that episode, and I can really bring those parts out and really discover things as I'm filming. I think even sometimes the live audience, I get to play off of them, because even sometimes they have a reaction to something where it'll be like an ooh, and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that was an ooh moment. But then I can kind of in real time find something that'll just kind of pop into my head. So I think it's been very cathartic, very therapeutic. And you know, even finding as the stories go on, how Mayan can develop and new things that maybe I want to see in my life, and maybe see how that plays out on TV first before I integrated.
Are you still the social media TikTok, even though you're filming all the time, still jumping on TikTok, doing that and spending time? That's what got the whole virality. Are you still spending a lot of time on TikTok?
Yeah, I try to do it when I can. It's a balance. It's been something that I have some things in the works, more kind of tied to the show. And I've been trying to make content of just trying to help people know who I am, and that showing that there is a real Mayan underneath the Mayan that they know, and to continue to do that. But yeah, sometimes the show kind of takes up a lot of my time, especially being, you know, a co-executive producer on it this
on
season.
The set and all that stuff. And isn't it crazy how we talked last year and how social media has changed? It's just every post, anyone has the opportunity to go viral. So it's like, it's constant working on content. That's the thing what you're talking about. It's like, how do we create new content to make virality? But I think it helps being on the show, putting that together and still having those conversations. And that's the important thing.
We're just telling the truth and we're telling these real stories. I think even with the TikTok ban, I'm, you know, very against it because I think, you know, if I didn't have that platform to be free and show my creativity, the show would have never happened. It's the first show to ever come and be created from a TikTok, and it connects people. And that was how I was able to even sell the show, even right. Is that, you know, they were able to see, NBC was able to see these TikToks and get the family and get the people responding and the viewers. So, you know, I hope it goes the other way. I hope they can see that.
I think they're going,
you
to.
Know,
they're going to have to, because, or you're going to have to jump to another platform. It's going to be viral beyond belief. There'll be a video battle beyond belief to get who's going to get the piece of the pie of TikTok if that happens. All right. Tuesday, April 2nd. Tune into Lopez versus Lopez, 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. back-to-back episodes. Appreciate it, Maya. And thanks for stopping by and best of luck. And thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having me back, Neil.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.